don't know. Are you a professional interviewer? Are you a professional journalist?
Some would dispute that.
Are you getting paid by the BBC, the taxpayer, to be a professional journalist? Yes or no, please?
I think I get a few shillings.
Yes. Okay. Now, I have listened to all the interviews down the years. I've listened to Sir Michael Parkinson, and I've listened to the great Sir David Frost. Now, they have some very difficult interviews to carry out, and they carry it out professionally, with dignity and everything else. What happened to you was, Joe Bowden got under your skin, and you took it personally, and you lost the run of the interview, and you lost the run of yourself. And you were like a big child. You were like a big child then saying, oh, I've got a family who loves me. Joe Bowden was laughing at you. Joe Bowden was laughing at you inside. Because at the end of the day, I don't particularly like Joe Bowden myself, to be quite honest with you. I think he is an arrogant man. But at the end of the day, he was the heavyweight champion of the world at 21 years of age. Now, that is quite an achievement.
What is your point?
My point is, you lost the run of yourself. You allowed Joe Bowden to get under your skin, and you took it personally, and you couldn't let him go without kicking him at the end and said, oh,
no, I could.
I have done, I'm not no. nothing, I'm my family.
Can I tell you how you're wrong? Can I tell you how you're wrong?
I'm not wrong.
Here's how wrong you are.
I am.
I didn't lose the run of my, I chose to tell him. I waited to the end of the interview because he had annoyed me the whole way through. And I chose to tell him at the end. And I'm not going to sit here in some type of BBC suit. Just sitting here with some guy telling me, or anybody else for that matter, that they're a nobody because they're not famous enough. It's not, you know, what is celebrity?
He was talking in the context of different boxers, and he was talking about Harry Carpenter and Henry Cooper. At the end of the day, Henry Cooper always got under his skin because Henry Cooper always maintained that he, you know, oh, who won the fight? Joe Bowden won the fight. Joe Bowden bit Henry Cooper, and Henry Cooper couldn't take that he did what they did bit him.
He called Harry Carpenter a moron.
Well, that was Joe Bogner's prerogative. And Joe Bogner's eyes, maybe Harry Carpenter was a moron. Maybe he slammed him. He picked on him.
It's just distasteful.
Distasteful. You've interviewed some distasteful people in your time, and I've never heard you lost run of yourself the way you've done that now with Mr. Bogner.
It's nice a local man like you coming in and supporting a local presenter like me with a man like that sitting there, isn't it?
Well, Mr. Lowe, hold on a wee second. You said you had an ordinary job. You haven't got an ordinary job. You're a BBC presenter, you're a journalist and an interviewer. And can you just do one
week? Well, can I tell you what I meant when I said ordinary job? I didn't mean to be disparaging about the job. What I certainly meant is I don't think I'm better than anybody else. And I genuinely don't. And therefore, yes, I take great exception, whether they're a celebrity, a heavyweight boxer, or whoever they are, I take great exception to these people telling anybody, including me, that you're a nobody. What does that mean, you're a nobody?
You're unprofessional.
What does it actually mean, though? You're a nobody.
You're unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
You're unprofessional. Your job is there to interview Joe Bogner. You're not there to take sides or take issue or take personalities or anything else with him. You're there to interview him about his life story, about his book.
Mm-hmm.
And what you done then was, you threw out this wee one about your family loving you. You done that for public sympathy. You done that to kick the nest and get the public on your side.
Did I?
Yes. You see, you're a very manipulative man, you know, because it's in your profession. It's in your profession. At the end of the day, That's what you do. You're a journalist.
I'm trying to work out whether I don't like you or I really
like
you.
Can I ask you a wee question before you go?
No.
Can I or can I not?
I don't know. There's about 20 seconds left. What do you want?
I want to ask you this question. Are you getting more than £67,000 a year?
Now, there's a story. I like this man. I actually like John from Dunamana. Oh, look, I was just about to answer him out of time. The Steve